Chapter 10, Designing a New Mission, It's Time to Choose Your Direction. After leaving the military, many veterans feel like they are stuck in the middle of nowhere. The mission is gone. The orders have stopped. No one is telling you where to go or what to do. At first, that might feel like freedom, but pretty quickly, it can start to feel more like being lost. Days run together. Time feels heavy. Without a mission, life can lose its shape. Now that you've taken time to look inside and remember who you are, it's time to design something new. You don't have to wait for someone to give you orders. You get to give yourself a mission this time. And it can be one that fits your heart, your values, and the life you want to build. A new mission doesn't have to look like your old one. It doesn't have to be loud or dangerous or perfect, but it should matter to you. It should make you feel alive again. In the military, your mission was built around a larger cause. You didn't fight for yourself. You fought for your brothers and sisters. You stood for your country. You pushed through pain because it meant something bigger was on the line. Your new mission needs to feel that way too. Not because someone is telling you it's important, but because you believe it is. Ask yourself, what do you care about now? Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's helping other veterans. Maybe it's building something that lasts. It could be as simple as living in peace and raising your kids with love. It could be starting a business, working with your hands, or serving in your church or town. There's no one right mission for everyone. What matters is that it fits your values. When your values lead the way, your mission won't feel forced. It will feel like coming home. Sometimes we think we need to start from scratch, but the truth is, most of us already know what matters to us. We just need to remember. Think back to before the military. What did you love to do? What made you feel strong, focused, or full of life? What parts of your service did you actually enjoy? Maybe it was teaching others, leading a team, fixing equipment, or solving problems under pressure. Now think about what you've learned since coming home. What have you seen, felt, or survived that has changed the way you think? What pain have you turned into strength? All of that is useful. Nothing is wasted. Your past, your lessons, your talents, and even your scars, they all belong in your new mission. When you served in uniform, your mission was never just about you. That's part of why it felt so powerful. Even in hard times, you knew your effort mattered. That's still true. Your new mission should connect to something outside of yourself. You don't have to save the world. But if your mission only serves your own needs, it won't feel full for long. Maybe your new mission is helping other veterans. Maybe it's guiding young people, teaching kids a skill, or mentoring someone who's struggling. Maybe it's taking care of your family with love and presence. Maybe it's standing up for people who can't stand up for themselves. Service gives meaning to life. It gives you a reason to get up in the morning. When others count on you, not for perfection, but for care and presence. It wakes something up inside you. That's where you'll feel purpose again. Once you've started to feel what your mission might be, write it down. Use simple words. Speak from your heart. It doesn't have to sound fancy. It just has to be real. You might say, "My mission is to be a strong father and husband and to show my kids what love and leadership look like." Or you might say, "My mission is to use my story to help other veterans heal and find hope." Or even, "My mission is to live with peace, stay sober, and help others do the same." Say it out loud. Read it to yourself every day. Let it settle into your bones. Let it shape your choices. When things get hard, come back to your mission. When life feels blurry, come back to your mission. It will help you stay on course. Designing a new mission doesn't mean having everything figured out. You don't need a 5-year plan. You don't need to know all the steps. All you need is a direction and the courage to move. Too many people wait for the perfect time, the perfect answer, or the perfect feeling. But life doesn't work like that. You move forward and the path becomes clearer. Start where you are. Take one small step that fits your mission. Have that hard conversation. Sign up for that class. Volunteer for that group. Call the person you've been thinking about. You'll be surprised how one small act can bring the next one into view. Your mission isn't locked in stone. It will change as you grow. You may start with one idea and shift into something new. That's okay. That's what growth looks like. What matters is that you stay honest with yourself. Keep checking in. Does this still feel true? Am I still living in line with what I care about? If your mission changes, that doesn't mean you were wrong. It means you're alive. It means you're listening. You are the right person for this mission. It's easy to doubt yourself. Maybe you've made mistakes. Maybe you feel tired or broken or behind. Maybe you wonder if you still have anything to offer. Let me say this clearly. You do. Everything you've lived through, everything you've survived, has shaped you into someone with wisdom, strength, and heart. The world needs more of that. The world needs more of you. You are not done. You are not too far gone. You are not disqualified. Your new mission is waiting, and you are the only one who can live it. This is your Delta moment. This is where the old mission ends and the new one begins. Not because someone handed it to you, but because you reached deep, stood tall, and said, "I choose to live with purpose again." You don't have to be perfect. You just have to show up. You just have to care. The rest will come. This is your new mission. Now go live it.